God, here we come. A couple weeks ago, or actually September 9th, I had a birthday, and my wife and kids gave me the greatest birthday gift I've ever gotten. Okay? And I didn't show it to you last week because I was up till 1:30 in the morning watching Baylor get beat. And it has to do with Baylor, and so I didn't want to talk about Baylor. So that's confession. But let me show it to you. Here it is. Best birthday gift I've ever received.
Wow.
Now, do you know what that is?
I do.
It's a memo.
It's a bag. It's actually
a letter.
It's a letter.
That's a letter.
Which letter is it?
B.
So that's... stands for what?
Beta.
Good. Yeah. Man, I'm going to let you hold it. So, Calvin, carefully hold it right there. You and... all right. And then look at this. Can you find me in this picture? Hang on. I'm coming around. No, he's bald-headed, girl.
You're that one.
No.
Wait, you're that one.
You're that one.
Let's see.
You are that one.
I am that fellow. You're right. You're right. And this was the team that I played on when I was at Baylor. So, Braxton, you can hold that.
No, I got it right.
You got it right. That's true. I forgot. But here's what I want you to do. There is a spiritual reason I want to talk to you about. Okay. When I played at Baylor, I lettered, and I played 1 year, then I got injured, so I didn't get to play the next year. And one of the things that I could have done that I didn't do because I'm not very smart, I thought I was really cool. One of the things when you letter, you can go get a letter jacket just like in high school, or a letter blanket, or a letter this, or a letter that. But I was too cool, and so I never picked it up. My poor mom used to say to me, "Billy, why did you not get your letter? You earned it." And I said, "Mom, I don't know. I'm too cool. I don't know." So all these years, on the inside, I was wishing I had it. Okay? But I was kind of embarrassed that I didn't have it. So back in July, we went on a family vacation, and my oldest son and his wife and grandson were with us. And we went to Baylor University, and he got this idea that he was going to call the university and get my letter. Now, you don't get it. They charge you for it, so I don't know what it cost, and I don't want to know. But this is, when we were there in July, I thought, well, I'm just going to go by the office and ask if I can have my letter. I'm sure they do. No. It's a serious process. They have to go back and find record that your name is written in a book, that you're a letterman. And you just don't walk in and say, "Hey, I played tennis or football or basketball at Baylor. I want my letter." No, they have to approve it. And Baylor University sold to my wife and kids this picture and my letter with the symbol of Baylor University. So the only way I got that letter is because why? Do you know why I was able to get it?
Because you played a sport.
But anybody can say they played a sport. How was I able to get it?
You got good scores and stuff.
My name was written in a book. They had a book of lettermen in that particular year. And here's what I want you to understand. I was reading this week in my quiet time about heaven. And it was Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. And I want you to listen to this. Everybody listen to me. And the Apostle John is talking about heaven. He says, "Nothing evil will be allowed to enter, nor anyone who practices shameful idolatry and dishonesty." Now listen, here's what I want you to hear. "But only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life." So here's what I want you to understand. There will come a point in your life where you're going to realize that you have a problem called sin. And the only way to have your sin forgiven is to place your belief in Jesus Christ. The moment you believe Him, the moment you trust Him to forgive you of your sins, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You don't get in because you're born in. You don't get in because of someone else and what they do. The only way you get into heaven is by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Your name will be written in a book in heaven, and you won't have anything to worry about. Okay? So let's pray. Lord, I thank for these kids. I pray that when they're old enough that they will make that decision. And Lord, I pray that everyone, young and old, have made that decision, have their name written in the book of life. And Father, I thank you that once it gets done, we don't have to worry about the future. In Jesus' name, amen.